Welcome to Eli's Finding Chicago Global Perspective podcast series for ABPP 2021. I am your host, Ricardo Madamonter. I am currently enrolled in the University of Chicago Chemistry Department. Today, we will be exploring the topic of the Museum of Chicago, a migration product. Nothing says more about a city than its music, and it is clear that the music that is produced and was produced in the city of Chicago has a lot of influence from other places from within and outside the United States. I first encountered with the Music of Chicago when I started to listen to jazz and blues music in my high school years. I then enjoyed songs like Smoke Gets in Your Eyes from Louis Armstrong and Unforgettable from Nat King Cole. And I also listened to other rock songs like Try Try from the Smashing Pumpkins and Thanks for the Melodies from Fall Out Boy. It was an amusement to see that many of these artists have their most prosperous years in the city of Chicago, and it's even more astonishing to find out that many are not originally from the Wind City. Therefore, it opened the idea to talk about how the people that has moved to this city, the city of Chicago, has made an impact on its music. There is one main music genre that is associated with the city, jazz. Jazz was popular in the South, played mainly by African Americans. But at the beginning of the 20th century, many African Americans started to migrate from the south to the northern part of the country. According to a web article in Digital Collection for the Classroom, this period is known as the Great Migration, and many music African American players decided to follow their peers and migrated to northern metropolis. Artists like King Oliver, Jelly Roll Morton, and Louis Armstrong brought its Dixieland style. But as years passed, they started to develop a new type of jazz that was more in the vibe with their new home, named, of course, after the Wind City, Chicago style. Chicago style is a perfect example of an idea that was brought to the city from another part and another culture, and found its place in the city of Chicago so much that locals still continue to develop it up to this day. That kind of opens the question. Should music from a culture be influenced by another one that have just arrived? There is no simple answer to this question, but there are some ideas that might be pointed out to try to answer it. First, like Aristotle said, humans are a social animal, and as a social animal, there are a set of factors that help us to identify us with other members of our own community. Music is, of course, one of these factors. We can confirm this idea by mentioning that primitive instruments of our cave years have been found all across the world. As such, when an individual migrates from his homeland, either a country or a town, to another place, this individual will inevitably bring their cosmovision and ideas about how music should sound like. These preconceived ideas about sounds, tempos, tonality, melody, harmony, instruments, etc., will eventually meet with those preconceived ideas of the locals. Should music from a culture be influenced by another one? The answer, whether or not these new ideas about music will be adapted, only relies on the communities where people are migrating to. We mentioned earlier how jazz that came from the South was not only accepted, but also adapted and even further developed. It was only possible thanks to the fact that Chicagoans were somewhat open to accept this new kind of music. A second aspect to consider is the fact that in general, not a single artist has created all the music by their own. All musicians have other artists from which they have taken ideas, rhythms, instruments, or even musical styles. For example, the people that brought jazz to Chicago were not the developers of the genre. They also took ideas from artists of their time or from another time. Not to forget, they also take ideas from their culture. So, should the music be influenced by migration? Yes, because with music from another culture, the music that will be influenced and the music to influence will be completely different from each other. This means that there is an area opportunity. Musicians can learn new concepts and create new types of music, can experiment with different styles, and by doing so, they can become better artists. Jazz is an example of how direct migration helped create a Chicago trademark. But there are other examples in which music produced in Chicago were influenced by people who migrated to the city. According to Rory PQ from Icon Collective, one of these examples is the famous Chicago house music that was created in the 80s by DJs who were seeking to energize the dance floor in underground events. The people who went to these events were usually considered outcasts and consisted of African American and Latino communities, who were just migrants of the city. Chicago house music was not developed by these communities, but rather these migrants were determined to make this genre and style. Here we see an interesting situation. Migration influenced a culture, and that culture produced music based on new ideas brought by someone else, and by doing so, we found a little contradiction. The attendance to these parties were excluded from the normal communities. But it was the ideas of the outcast that produced the music that impacted the life of everyone else in the city. Here, the preconceived ideas of music change and merge with those of the local level. Like mentioned earlier, this is a very good example of how only the locals can decide what of impact other cultures will have on their own, in this case, especially in music. Thank you for listening. In this podcast, we have mentioned the effects that migration has had on the music of Chicago, and we have briefly discussed about the factors that have allowed this influence. Hopefully, you had a great time. Thank you for listening. See you soon.